I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network. Richard Epstein, Professor Richard Epstein, Senior Fellow of the Hoover Institution, is here to help me understand the unhappiness, brouhaha, the dark words being tossed around about the Georgia legislature changing or altering or in some way improving, augmenting election laws, which, when compared to other states, do not immediately come to me as a departure from election laws that have existed for some time. I don't want to get too much into the details, but I do mention baseball got involved by moving the All-Star game, not important because everybody aspires to be an All-Star, from Atlanta to Denver. Now, there are reports comparing Colorado's election laws with Georgia's election laws, and there is so little distinction. I won't go into the details to prove, just to say there's so little distinction, I don't see it immediately. There must be more going on here than comparing Colorado to Georgia. Richard, the White House is very upset. The president said intemperate things about Georgia. Federalism obliges the states to set the rules and to administer the elections for state officials and for national officials. Is that no longer accepted in Washington? Has the Biden administration already assumed H.R. 1 is in place and therefore you can speak against any state, even if the legislature has voted in an affirmative fashion?
Well, first of all, everybody concedes that the state elections are governed by state election law, no matter what the federal government takes. There is a battle going on as to what it means for the federal government and the Congress to be able to override the states on matters of time, place, and manner. And the Democrats have read this as saying that means everything. But if you've got a list of three things, one of the things that's not on that list, but which is elsewhere in the same sections of the Constitution, are qualifications for office. And I think it's pretty clear that that is not covered. And so, for example, the federal legislation wants to register former felons, and the state of Georgia doesn't choose to do so, which was once common practice, I think the federal government will lose. I think the other thing that's very ironic is that if you remember the battle over the Georgia electoral vote, it was the state secretary of state who was a Republican who stood up very firmly against Trump. And now the same guy's party is thought to be some kind of outrageous individuals who want to reinstate Jim Crow, too. The illustration that's been given most often is, well, you don't even allow you to drink water while waiting on the voting lines. That's, of course, not what was said. You could bring your own water. There are stations that make it possible for you to get water while waiting online. People who want to electioneer can get themselves an established distance from the poll and offer it to you. This was essentially an anti-electioneering kind of provision, and it's not been treated as such. So what has happened on the Democratic side is that any person who's denied the right to vote is denied the right to vote unlawfully, whereas, of course, the great problem with elections is not only to make sure that all eligible voters are entitled to vote if they do the right formalities, but to make sure that ineligible voters cannot get away. And so the Biden administration simply thinks that only one of these risks matters. When people start saying that every vote matters, that they really mean every vote, whether or not legally cast, matters, I think the answer to that question has to be no. And the moment you have to worry about illegality, you have to police against it. And the provisions that Georgia has in place, as you say, pretty much similar to those that you see in Colorado, to New York, and lots of other places, there's a serious danger of fraud. Somebody could say, well, with all the restrictions in place, fraud has been kept very low. But that doesn't mean that if you remove the restrictions, the frauds will be low. It means that they're likely to rise. So I think it's a kind of a disgrace that people have sort of used the Jim Crow image so quickly in these cases when there's absolutely nothing whatsoever. One of the things about Jim Crow is it was truly horrible. I mean, you wanted to go to vote in those days, you took your life into your hand, and that people engaged in every form of obstructionism to make sure that you didn't grow. So vote. So the problem that you get with Obama and with Biden and everybody else using this dreadful image is it trivializes the wrong of Jim Crow. And what it does is it magnifies the so-called defects so that they're utterly unrecognizable. I regard this as a defamation campaign. I think it's inexcusable. And I think that the newest sheep in the United States playpen, i.e. the chief executives of various companies, I mean, I think that they are just acting in a most irresponsible fashion by buying onto this stuff without making any independent investigation whatsoever. There was a time when you could accuse American CEOs of being relentlessly Republican, aloof, and upscale. Now the new tech guys, they not only get rid of their ties, but they seem to get rid of their common sense when it comes to dealing with these public issues. And so what you do is you have this spectacle of watching very many powerful people taking these very strong stand. You saw it in basketball with Black Lives Matter. Now you're seeing it with respect to
We have a minute. Just 1 minute, Richard. Go ahead.
Okay, and so all I want to say is I think what's going to happen is they're going to alienate people further, and the Democrats have to seriously worry about whether they could retain their majorities in the House and Senate come 2022.
Isn't that what's driving it, Richard, the concern that the Democrats have to act quickly because of the November 22 election?
Yes, I think they really want to change the electoral system in order to do it.
Right.
Look, some of the things they have done are sort of pretty popular and so forth, but the dangers associated with some of these proposals have yet to come home to roost. And what happens is the Biden administration is going to have to be able to make sure that it doesn't kill the goose that lays the golden egg at the same time that it's putting forward legislation, which is much more likely to diminish output and to create unemployment. So I think they're in a hard place.
Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.